These past few days, in the wake of the death of Queen Elizabeth, I've read an article by Rowan Williams, former Archbishop of Canterbury, who reflects on the importance of the Queen's personal faith and belief in Jesus Christ, and who thinks for a moment about the importance of her having been anointed as Queen at her coronation. Anointing, whether in baptism or in ordination, the Archbishop tells us, signifies that someone is being given a new place in the community of God's people. It is not a job description, nor is it a blank check for power and privilege. Anointing creates a relationship with God and with the community of faith, and promises grace to make that relationship live and thrive. This is what royal anointing means at its most important level, a gift of the Holy Spirit to hold a fragile human person in faithfulness to this place where community can gather for restoration and renewal. There is no doubt at all that this was exactly what Queen Elizabeth believed about her role. It was a vocation for which she had been blessed and graced, and the anointing was at the heart of it. Sometimes at Windsor Castle, she would show visitors her small book of daily devotions from the weeks leading up to the coronation itself, prayers and meditations that had been written for her by the then Archbishop of Canterbury. It was obvious that these meditations had sunk in deeply, and that she still shaped her life according to what was laid out there. Queen Elizabeth, without doubt, a generous, courageous, patient, and prayerful person, a true servant of God and a true sister of our Lord Jesus Christ. May she rest in peace.